Ah, the clock's ticked down. The Eagles are going to win this. It is a 15-point win to the West Coast. 7-7-49. North Melbourne 14-34. So the West Coast Eagles are still in the race for a top four spot. And we'll hear from Bernie and Days a bit more. And I don't think either were overly impressed, but they've got some injury concerns. We'll go through that as well. But they've got the job done. And congratulations to the Eagles. So continue on into the finals as they would have anyway, regardless of the result tonight. But the West Coast Eagles, 7-7-49. North Melbourne, 4-10-34. Three goals to Allen, two goals to Ryan with the multiple goal scorers. Good job done by the Eagles.
Yeah, they were impressive, the Eagles. In the end, they got it done. Just see Reece Shaw there. He's sort of contemplating his year, but he's also really proud of his boys tonight, Daisy. I think that's something that I think means a lot to them, really, with what's gone on the last sort of 6 weeks. For him to be able to be look each other in the eye and be proud of their effort, it's been a good result.
Yeah, it certainly has been. They've been hard up against it, but they've done their bit tonight, finished the year with some sort of positive.
Let's take a listen, courtesy of Fox Footy, to Nick Natanui.
A lot to say, has he?
Did he say anything about his ankle? No, I'm not sure what's wrong with him, but he's walking fine right now, so he'll have a couple of weeks to rest, and I'm sure he'll be right with a few other boys.
Looking forward to getting back to Perth and having a bit of a rest before the final?
Yeah, it should be good. We're back into quarantine back at home, but we're out of train, so yeah, fingers crossed we get a home final, or who knows, if results go our way, we'll be back here pretty quickly.
Cheering for the Swans and the Crows, I'd imagine.
We will be, but we'll take whatever we get.
Thanks for your time.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.
Tom Morris there, Fox Footy. Hopefully they get a home final. That sounds like they're more happy to finish fifth, get a home final. But still, top four is alive, and Josh Kennedy is the news. He did look like he was moving okay. I do reckon that was just probably precautionary from Adam Simpson. As you boys said, they probably can't win a flag without Josh Kennedy, so we'll keep an eye on that one. But in the end, they got it done like a professional outfit. They were scratchy early. They didn't score in the first quarter. But in the end, they've run out 15-point winners.
Yeah, a few concerns early, wasn't there, Days? But as you said, Joey, they just picked it up at times that they needed to in that second quarter, got right back in the game. And late in that last quarter as well, Oscar Allen kicking those couple of goals. And they peppered the goal square, didn't they? And they ended up running out winners. So just did the right things at the right time when they had to. Looks like they do want to play a home final. They don't really care about finishing top four by the sounds of that. But you've got to be in the top four, I think, if you're West Coast to win a premiership this year.
Yeah, I think we have high expectations of teams come this end of the season when they are at the high end of the ladder going on and demolishing teams below. But this year, I reckon everyone is just pumped just to get a win like they should, get off the ground, only the one injury, move on. And now they've got a week to rest up, a weekend off, take it easy, get back to Perth into quarantine, which wouldn't be ideal, but we're all dealing with it, so can they.
The Monopoly game at Macca's is in full swing. Terms at mcdonalds.com.au. 4-10-34 North Melbourne. 7-7-49 the West Coast Eagles. That was the final game for North Melbourne. So that's it for the year. And congratulations to those boys too. We are in a world pandemic, and the AFL have done a great job to put this great game on. And the North Melbourne players get their final run tonight, and they've done a fantastic job in regards to entertaining us throughout the year and what's been a pretty tough year, particularly in Melbourne and during this lockdown four phase. So that's it for the Kangaroos. Boys have done a great job. And for the West Coast Eagles, I'll head to the rooms. We'll be down there shortly and hear them belt out the song. There's Liam Ryan just leading them into the rooms, boys, and what a great job he's done. Interesting to hear the votes tonight, but he was a ripper for the Eagles, wasn't he? Couple of goals, and he certainly turned it on. So the West Coast will be heading to finals. They'll be heading home to Perth, and they'll play finals footy in what's been a fascinating year in 2020. For all sorts of different reasons. They gather in the circle. Nick Natanui just looks around at a few of his teammates. Tim Kelly, who had a big final term and racked up a few possessions. We'll go through those with Ash very, very shortly. Let's head down to the rooms. The Eagles are about to belt out the song. Eagles by 15 points. They got the job done. Stick with us. We've got Days and Bird coming up with some interesting stuff. And Joey Montagna's here as well. Ashley Chua, the great Ewan Giles. We'll hear from him as well before we head off, because we want to hear about those injuries one more time. All right, it's the Eagles by 15 points for McDonald, Triple M Rocks Footy. Well, round 18 has begun, the final round of the season, and the Eagles have done it. 7-7-49, 15-point winners over North Melbourne. 4-10-34 was a one-point lead of the Eagles at halftime, and scores were level at three-quarter time. But the Eagles had the final term that mattered. They kicked three goals in that last quarter, two to Oscar Allen, one to Liam Ryan, who was a beauty all night, and they just got the job done. This is a Triple M Amy review. Who covers Clangers? Amy does. Lucky you're with Amy. You're with Joey Montagna, Daisy Thomas, Bernie Vince, and the great Ashley Chua. Ash, just some of the numbers that stuck out from tonight's game before we look at the ladder a little bit later on.
Thanks, Baz. North won the inside 50s, 43-40, but they were wasteful in front of goal. 3-7 from set shots, Eagles at 3-4, and four out of the seven majors for West Coast had come from North Melbourne turnovers. But Anderson, he was the number one ranked player on the ground. 30 disposals, kicked a major. Simkin picked up 32 disposals as well. McDonald with 28, Pollock 25, but he went at 75% by foot, usually going at 56% this year. Higgins busy with 24 touches and a major. Davies Uniac also with 24. And Perez, in only his third game, picked up 15. And for the Eagles, 26 to Gaff, 23 to Sheed and Hearn and Kelly. He was busy in that final quarter. Had 18, but 9 alone in that final term. And Liam Ryan, 15 possessions and a couple of majors. And Oscar Allen chipped in with 3 goals at zip as well.
Today's I'm Loving It moment happened at the 17-minute mark of the second quarter. Here's how we caught it on Triple M Footy.
Duggan sends a ball inside 50. Kennedy and Mackay, been a good battle. Here's the man that's lit him up the quarter. Liam Ryan steps around a player on the boundary. Has a shot from 40. Stays around the body with a drop pass. Flying Ryan's kicked a beauty.
Great call from our man, because he's called well all year, Joe Montagna, and that was a ripping goal from Liam Ryan. He'd be happy that was well represented by our man, Joey Montagna. Choice Hotels around the grounds. Book direct at choicehotels.com for hotels across Australia for the lowest prices guaranteed. Terms apply, Joey. And Saints and Giants tomorrow night at the Gabba should be a beauty. The Huddle boys will be all over it.
Yeah, they will be. Big game, St Kilda. They do need to win to guarantee them a spot in the top eight. If they lose, they can still make it, but they don't want to get beaten by too much. Jake Carwell and Hanbury back in for the Saints. Canelio back in for the Giants. Harry Himmelberg being dropped. I think the Saints will win this one. I think the GWS Giants have checked out for the year. I think the Saints will win by 14 points.
I'm not so sure, but I could not tip any team with any sort of confidence whatsoever. GWS, well, they've been a bit like your game, Baz, in the elevator business.
Yeah.
Up and down all day.
I've never heard that before.
Little plug. Free plug.
I like it. But yes, I think the Saints will just get over the line too.
Yeah, I think the Giants win. I think they give it one almighty whack. They've been ordinary the last couple of weeks. They're okay against Melbourne last week, but lost to Adelaide the week before, and I think they respond. They're captain back, a few guys back in the side.
If they don't make the finals, it's a fair fall. Grand final last year to missing the finals. Very, very big fall from grace.
And you and Giles, we just got a message through. Said we go down him. He said, listen, Josh Kennedy's ankle doesn't look too good, and I'm going home.
Yeah, so. Exactly. It's been a busy period for Giles. He's been working hard.
He has. He's, now, Ash, just before we do get the MVP award votes, the ladder, the ramifications of the final matches of round 18 that are coming up, what's going to happen?
Yeah, it's fascinating. Well, look at the Eagles. They're third at the moment. But if Richmond defeat the Crows and Geelong defeat the Swans, West Coast will finish fifth and have a home final. Now, that could be against any one of four clubs we've already discussed earlier. Could possibly be against Collingwood if they were to lose against Port Adelaide and the Saints and the Bulldogs win. So that's how tight it is. If you look at those teams on positions, or in positions, I should say, from 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10, we could have about 24,000 different combinations as to how that could pan out.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, good going. We're happy.
I'm not exaggerating.
No. Well. Yeah. All right. Let's go. The Monopoly game at Macca's in full swing, of course. So terms at mcdonalds.com.au. Get involved. The Triple M MVP award. Now, boys, last time we did this, you split it. It was the first time in history.
It was quite
on Triple M footy. You shared the good votes. What's happening tonight?
Yeah, we got some feedback didn't we, Bern?
Is it positive?
From the powers that be. And, right. And we're going with it again. So
we're going against what we got told.
Oh, no.
The old joint project.
Oh, no.
Correct. So I'll kick us off. One vote tonight. Gaff, he had the 26 disposals, 400 metres gained, 5 inside 50s, 4 clearances. He's good enough just to sneak in with the one vote.
Yes, and Jed Anderson got the 2 votes. He was number one ranked player on the ground, as Ash Chua said before. He had 30 possessions, which was a career high for him, and he's probably his knock on him is his efficiency, and he went at 75% tonight, 12 of them contested as well. He kicked a goal and had 5 clearances and was the best player for North Melbourne tonight.
Yes, thank you, Bernard, and for 3 votes, the man who lit the place alight, Liam Ryan, Flying Ryan. He had the 2 goals won. When West Coast needed a spark, he provided it. He was everywhere. He's a real barometer for them, not just tonight, but going forward. So I thought without him in their side tonight, they would not have won this game. So we gave him, Bernie and I, gave him the 3 votes.
That's why we love these boys. They didn't just go to the top of the stat sheet. Just pick the guys that had the possessions. They went with impact, and I love it. Well done,
boys. Look at Ash there nodding and putting his hand in the air. Celebrating.
It's refreshing.
Yeah. It is.
Because it's all combination as well.
He's into Jonathan Brown then. Yeah. Straight up in the air. He's proud of us.
Yeah, he was a little bit concerned when he didn't go to the stat sheet, but then he saw the value in it. Said, nah, this is...
They just know their eye. They just know the eye.
They do. It's been one of the pleasures of my life to work with this crew tonight. Daisy Thomas and Bernie Vince. The crew 3 votes tonight goes to Joe Montagna. A ripping call from you. 2 equal votes for the seconds in Daisy Thomas and Bernie Vince. A vote for Ashley Chua tonight. Well played, Ash.
Baz.
Very, very good. On the board.
Barry, you've been a star too, mate. We love working with you. You're the best in the business.
Myself and you and Giles have to work harder. That's probably not good politically for me to say that. That's the way it is. The Eagles by 15 points. We thank Leroy, who does a great job every week. We thank Jared. We thank Rabs, who looked after us. Enjoy your weekend of the footy. The Huddle Boys will be back tomorrow night, of course.
Oh,
it's going to be a beauty, and we look forward to that. They're a great crew. And they'll put on the entertainment from 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Eagles by 15 points. For McDonald's, Triple M, rocks footy.
Look, that's about all I've got.
That's all.